this is not a particularly nice time. I don't know how open I've been about it generally, but I find the situation overwhelming. I'm aware that I have an unusual set of skills and abilities, like Liam Neeson from Taken, and if you cross me, bad things are gonna happen. No, maybe, but no. It's just a tricky time. The internet is not great. It's not in a good situation. America is a mess. A lot of things have happened that I could never have guessed would be possible. And I feel a weight. Like, we probably all feel that weight, but like, I want to take the abilities I've been granted by an audience and the skills that I've developed through years of doing this and do good things with them. And that responsibility is large. And I never know if I'm quite doing the right thing or if I'm doing enough or if I'm doing too much or if I should be focusing on something else. So a lot of thought and worry goes into all of that. And one thing I've learned is that eventually you'll break. Like, eventually you'll break. I bend a lot. I'm not really a breaker, but I've gotten close. I actually maybe have gotten there, and maybe I've gotten there this year, though not like publicly or anything. But I will break, and it can be difficult. And one thing that I have realized, just through trial and error, is that it goes a lot better if I can do some things that I just enjoy. And so right now, I'm going to take you into the other room, and I'm going to do something that I just enjoy this beautiful fall Montana morning. We're going to move over to this view, everybody. Hello, and there I am, and we're moving away. Look at my dope office. That's another thing that I enjoy. What the hell is going on in here? Sorry, my cameras, that made it way worse. All right, now we're inside. I was hoping to show you a cat, but the cats aren't here. I don't know where they are. They're usually here. Good morning, we're gonna do a little thing that I like to do for myself. I'm gonna pick out my John Tester mug. People are always like, who's John Tester, hey? Because I have a John Tester sticker behind me. This is John Tester, that guy right there. He's a lovely man, and he was my senator for a while. Step number two, I'm gonna get on my tea strainer, and today, I'm gonna choose some Earl Grey. You're gonna see how I like to do Earl Grey. This is a large spoon, probably too large. And there's the Earl Grey tea in the tea mug with John Tester on it. We're gonna do that for 3 minutes. Now, taking out the tea strainer, don't need that anymore. That's like one packet of sugar, so this is like one and a half. I love Earl Grey with milk. This is how I do. Now, the way my mind works, I can't like do tea the same every day. I need a ritual that can be varied. I could choose a different tea. I could choose a different amount. I can blend together sometimes. I have a peppermint tea and I like to mix it with the black tea. You can't really do that with bag teas as easily, but you can totally do it with loose leaf. So fun and easy. I change the amount of sugar I put in. I change the amount of milk I put in. Sometimes I put it in the fridge overnight and I drink it cold the next morning. It makes me feel connected to my ancestors who have been drinking tea for hundreds, perhaps thousands of years, I don't know. I'm going back outside, so we're gonna cut. But here's the kitty. What's down here?
There he is.
And then you know what happens? I sit down at my desk where my camera has been recording for the whole time, and I open up a fresh pot of horrors over here on my computer screen. But to accompany it, I have a little cup of something that was perfected over hundreds of years of human effort, and that I get to mess with a little bit every morning, because that's how it was perfected. All of those years of tinkering. Oh my God, and it's just like a little bit of energy, a little bit of warmth, absolutely delicious and delightful. Some days, you're not gonna believe this, I'll froth the milk and I'll make a little Earl Grey latte, called a London Fog, by the way, because things apparently need names. I love tea. I love having a little ritual. It's a nice little thing that I do for myself every morning. And there's a thing, we're gonna turn this off on September 30th, and that's gonna be soon, because it's September 24th as I edit this, and I don't know when it's gonna get done. But soon it will no longer be available. But if you can sign up, here's what you're signing up for. Every month, for the next 6 months, I'm gonna send you a bag of tea. It's gonna be a different kind of loose leaf tea every time, and I'm gonna take you through how I prepare it that morning, and then just like do a little hangout. I'm gonna do maybe connections, I'm maybe gonna do a little vlogs. I've only recorded two of them so far. One of them, I just talk about like a conversation I had with my son and how we kind of worked through some stuff and learned some stuff together. The second one, I did connections because I love to do connections in the morning too. That's another nice thing that I do for myself. But if you want to come along on that journey and maybe do a nice little thing for yourself, this is at Keats & Co. at good.store. And all the profit from that goes to increase access to tuberculosis tests and just generally fight against tuberculosis globally, because it's the most deadly infectious disease and we know how to treat and cure it. We've had about 2,000 people sign up so far, and if you'd like to join them and have like a nice little time, I think it'll be a good little vibe. And there's a link to sign up in the description.